Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I'm Achiri Adams, history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School and a graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill. Today in Bajan History, March 8, 1825. Call from mandatory fire service. On this day, March 8, 1825, an article published in the Barbadian newspaper informed the public on the readiness of the vitally important fire companies. Fire protection in the bustling capital city of Bridgetown was deemed by the authorities as indispensable due to the abundance of wooden structures in close proximity and a history of major fires which razed dozens of buildings in the urban cityscape. The 1808 rules and orders for the good government of the members of the fire companies stipulated the duties and authority of fire companies. The article began by expressing satisfaction that the fire engines which had been inspected by several gentlemen of the vestry last Saturday were found to be in good serviceable order. Notwithstanding this commendable fact, it was suggested that the associations of fire companies needed reorganization, as they were presently voluntary organizations. In the writer's opinion, an organization of such fundamental importance should not have to rely on the discretionary exertions of public-minded citizens. In their view, the remit of the fire companies was just as important, if not more so, than that of the militia. Gone were the days when rapidly spreading fires would be combated by irregular, ill-equipped, and undisciplined mobs of bucket brigades. Therefore, it was suggested that the government should establish publicly funded, regularly trained, and disciplined fire companies. The article concluded by imploring the government to pass legislation which would oblige or mandate inhabitants, without exception, to join fire companies. On this day, March 8, 1825, an article in the Barbadian newspaper boldly proposed that the assembly should enact a law to direct all citizens to enlist in fire companies. This request was not realized. However, 15 years later, in 1840, the Bridgetown Fire Company was established under the command of the Inspector General. This professional firefighting unit comprised one corporal and 15 men.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.